أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون. We were discussing the fifth ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah, wherein Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses the Bani Israel, seek assistance through patience and salah. And verily, salah will be difficult except on those who are humble at heart. Previously, we explained this aspect of khushu. Khushu is where a person finds humility within himself, and he is humble, he feels this humility in his heart. The person is completely focused in salah, he's focused, he's attentive, his mind is in the salah. So ulama explain that this is the very ruh of the salah, the spirit, the soul of that salah. If you don't have this concentration, this devotion, this humility from within, then that salah is lifeless. There's no life in that salah. For that salah to have life, you have to have khushu. There was a saint by the name of Maulana Muhibbuddin Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, who was a khalifa of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi Ali. One day he thought to himself, the hadith mentions great virtues for a person who performs salah without any stray thoughts coming to his mind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَوَضَّعَ نَحْوَ وُدُوءِ هَذَا ثُمَّ صَلَّى لَا يُحَدِّثُ فِيهِمَا نَفْسَهُ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That person who makes wudu like how I make wudu, perfect wudu, and then he reads salah, and in that salah he has no stray thoughts, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his previous sins. Generally, ulama explain that these types of ahadith refer to minor sins. So he's thinking that I'm so old now, I never really made an effort to perform salah like this. So let me take the courage and at least read two rakats. So he prepared himself, prepared his mind, and alhamdulillah, to a great extent, he was successful. He read two rakats, and with the full devotion, full concentration, and no stray thoughts came to his mind. He didn't think of anything else in his salah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show him that salah in the alamul amthal, in the realm of amthal, where you see things in a different form. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the form of a very beautiful woman, that every aspect of her was beautiful, even her eyes were most beautiful. But only thing, when he looked at her, he noticed that she's blind. So he thought to himself, that had to be some deficiency. Why is it that this woman is blind? So he went to his Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, and he related this incident to him. So immediately Haji Sahib told him, it seems as though you performed your salah with your eyes closed. He said, yes, I did close my eyes to get that full concentration. So because that was against the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his salah with his eyes open. That is why that was a deficiency in your salah. But what I am showing you is that we should always have this jazbah and this desire within us to bring our salah to a point of perfection. That salah has to be a perfect salah. Unfortunately, nowadays we have mixed up our priorities. Person is worried about everything else, but is not concerned about his salah. He's not worried about what quality is that salah of. Is this like the salah of Anbiya? Is it like the salah of Sahaba? Is it like the salah of awliya, pious people? I have to work to bringing it to that point. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that how will you get this khushu? How will you get this focus and this humility within the heart? الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ رَبِّهِمْ. Who are the people who have khushu? They are those who are convinced that they will meet their Lord and they will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person can consume his mind with this thought that one day I am going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day I'm going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will realize that this entire dunya was not so important as important I am making it to be. The importance that I'm giving to the dunya, it doesn't deserve that type of importance. What I was supposed to give importance to, that I'm not focusing towards that. The person will realize that. So this thought has to always consume our minds. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. One day you have to die. Ultimately death will come. Kar le jo karna hai. Do what you want to do, say what you want to say, behave how you want to behave. Akhir maut hai. One day you will have to die, you will have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have to then answer for your entire life, how you spent your time, how you spent your life, how you spent your wealth, how much did you practice on your knowledge. One day you will have to die. That is the reality. We go to the Qabristan, or we passing by the Qabristan, at least let us take out few seconds to reflect that one day we're going to be here. In fact, this is actually our home. Really, if you think about it, where we are staying now in our homes, this is like a musafir khana. This is like just an inn. We're just here for a temporary period, 50 years, 60 years, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, what is the lifespan of the person. The real home is the Qabristan. That is where we're going. Ultimately, we all are going there. Whatever we want to say, whatever we want to do, we are going to the Qabristan. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, on one occasion, he passed by the Qabristan, and then he made salam, and he made dua for the people. That's the right way. Assalamu alaikum, diyara qawmi mu'mineen, inna inshaAllah bikum lalahiqoon, nasalullah lana walakum al-afiyah. You make dua for the people. Whenever you pass by a Qabristan, and then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he addressed them, and he said, Ya ahl al-qubur, amma zawjat faqad nukihat. O inmates of the graves, your wives have already remarried. That is the reality of life. The man, the wife's demands and desires causes him to even neglect his own self, causes him to neglect his deen. So worried about his wife, his children, his family. But the reality of life is, once you're gone from the dunya, your wife is a little bit young and she's in a position of remarrying, she will get married again. And that's fine in the Sharia, she can remarry. Amma zawjat faqad nukihat, wa amma diyar faqad sukinat. As for your homes, you know, that was your empire. You took so much of pride in putting up that home. There are already people that are living in that home. Life will carry on. Life will continue. Remember, functions will continue. Malls will continue. Entertainment centers will continue. You are gone in the qabr. You got the problem. So, amma diyar faqad sukinat. Wa amma al-amwal faqad qusimat. Your wealth is distributed. Finished. Gone. Your whole life you only fought about wealth. Everything was about wealth. Wealth was the be-all and end-all. Broke family ties, did everything for the wealth. You chased after that money. What happened now? You gone in the qabr, the wealth is gone. So he told him that this is what we have found on our end. This is what information we have got. Tell us what information you have got now that you have moved on to the next realm. Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, if these people could speak, then they would have responded and they would have said, وَجَدَنَا خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. We found the best provisions to be taqwa. You know, death is a journey. When you are going on a journey, you prepare yourself for that journey. You have to be foolish not to prepare yourself for that journey. So the best provisions we found in this journey is taqwa, that is piety, doing good deeds and staying away from all forms of sin and wrong and vice. So this thought has to consume our minds, that we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day we're going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us about what we did for His deen, what we did to fulfill the purpose of our creation. You were created for ibadat. Allah ta'ala is telling you in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ. We didn't create you to make money. We didn't create you for romance. We didn't create you for holidays, for vacations. No, we created you for ibadat. What did you do to make ibadat? What did you do to correct that ibadat, to rectify? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Allah is watching my salah, every move of mine, every word that comes out of my mouth, and every thought in my heart, in my mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. This thought needs to consume us all the time. We need to have this thought, inshallah. This will create khushu. And when there's khushu, then that salah becomes a mi'raj. That becomes a means of us ascending to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually. We're as though ascending to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That salah will become a key to Jannah, and it will become a key to the treasures of Allah. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.